From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Debt forgiveness and women's development at the top of the agenda at the UN Social Summit. St. Vincent's leader responds to US drug allegations. And the OECS strengthens its trade links with the French Caribbean. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Events marking International Women's Day dominated today's proceedings of the United Nations Social Summit in Copenhagen. There was also news at the seven-day session of a planned visit by Cuba's President Fidel Castro and continued discussions on debt forgiveness. For a roundup of today's events in Copenhagen, here's Yvette Rowe.
Negotiators battled over disagreement on debt forgiveness as the UN summit moved into day three. By this evening, there were reports that the conference was close to a final declaration on a strategy to create jobs and underpin sustainable development. The United States was reportedly holding out against calls for more aid to the Third World, one of the thorniest issues at the summit. Other states taking part are calling for the increasing of official development assistance in order to raise living standards worldwide. The US delegation is reported to be objecting to the wording for the final declaration, suggesting more aid money to the South. Meanwhile, the conference seems likely to turn its focus to a proposed visit by Cuban President Fidel Castro. President Castro, known for snatching the limelight at international conferences, is now rumoured to be planning a visit to the Copenhagen summit on the way to a meeting at UNESCO's headquarters in Paris. But today, the focus at the summit was on women's issues. Over 1,000 women waved flags and banners outside the UN summit today to kick off their campaign counting down to the UN World Conference on Women in September in China.
Yvette Rowe.